On the line now, I have Emlyn Cullen, who is manager of National Spring Clean. Good afternoon, Emlyn.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for taking the call. Now, we're going to talk about the National Spring Clean campaign and how people how people can get involved. But give us a little bit of history about the National Spring Clean.
Yeah, so this is the 24th year of the Spring Clean, so it's very well established. It's been going a long time now.
Yeah.
Started off, I suppose, relatively humble beginnings, but it's grown over the years. It's gone into a really big kind of national campaign where volunteers across the country, anyone now, it doesn't matter whether it's a business or an individual or a football club or a school or whatever, anyone can volunteer to take part to give their time to do a clean-up in their own area. No matter how big or small, it can be yourself and your own with a few neighbours, it can be a whole, you know, it can be the whole residents association, whatever. So it's very straightforward. You register with us online and we send out a clean-up kit and off you go and you do a clean-up. Up to you when you do it, up to where you do it. You'll be covered by our public liability insurance, and also then your the county council, they take the bags for free afterwards. So it's beauty is its simplicity.
It is, it's fantastic. And who runs it?
It's run by Antashka. So we've been running it since the start of 1999, and it's funded by the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications, and also it's also Wrigley's, and Wrigley's Mars also funds some of it as well. But it's Antashka, which is the heritage organisation which won the campaign.
Okay, and I'm just looking here at some figures there. For the past 23 years, 85,000 cleanups have been organised with volunteers. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's. I mean, so last year we had 5,500 cleanups, so we've been growing every year. We were a bit worried that COVID might put a halt to things, but actually grew the campaign, which was ironic, I suppose. And maybe that was because it was a combination of people were actually at home more, and they were out in their own area more, and they were seeing more things, they were seeing more litter. Maybe people had a bit more time actually on their hands. I think it coincided with a growth in environmental awareness anyway, as we've all become more aware of climate change and everything. People kind of look for something small, you know, something accessible they can do, and this is very accessible. You know, you don't really have to make too much commitment, just maybe an hour or two of your time, and as a result, you know, it has grown and grown over the years. So as you say, like that 85,000 cleanups over the 24 years, and with over 5,000 a year now at this stage.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great figure, and it's great to see communities out there and getting involved.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're right there. People are more aware now of the environment and of cleanups. I remember interviewing a school out in Hoth who decided to go out and clean up a beach of their own. Like, do you find that young people now are very much aware of?
Yeah, they're definitely. I mean, young people are the most aware. They're the most we also run a program called Green Flag Schools or Green Schools, and it's basically the school is run on an environmental basis, so you know the school commits to reducing its energy usage, obviously waste awareness, water consumption, etc. And you know, a lot of times driven by the students, and they do it in primary school and they bring it into secondary school and they bring it into third education. And I mean, as you know, we've seen with kind of climate protest movement, it's a lot of it's driven from the younger generation, for obvious reasons, you know, we're bothering ourselves in that, but yeah, it's definitely acutely aware, there's an acute awareness amongst young people of pressing situation for our climate.
Right, and people will be saying, well, this is a local thing, you know, will it make much difference to the whole global effect? But do you reckon it does, yeah?
I'd be facetious in saying that picking up a bit of litter is going to make a big difference, but changing people's behaviour about our consumption and our waste definitely in the long run works. Just like, you know, you feel powerless about what you can do about climate change, well, you know, you can vote for a candidate who is progressive on climate change, you know what I mean? The little actions always help. And I know the irony is, of course, the people who volunteer to do this are very unlikely to be the people who are dropping litter and stuff, but it, as well as being an anti-litter initiative, it's very much a community initiative. It's about people going out into the community, setting a good example, meeting people, meeting new neighbours, meeting friends, doing something constructive together, another kind of reason for the key for the growth of the program is that it's more than just pick up litter. It's very much community activity.
Yeah, it is, and as I say there, it's great to see the community out there. I do a lot of interviews about the climate and things like that. I recently did an interview about dog poo and people not picking up their dog poo. There's problems out there. There's also problems with people dumping it. We have a beautiful local park here, and it's terrible. You see black plastic bags of rubbish dumped in.
I hairy dog poo is one of my in the whole world. I'm probably not the only. I mean, I'm probably in the majority. Find it hard to create, so I would like stepping on something sometimes. And it is, that is down to personal responsibility, you know what I mean? And you can ask for enforcement as much as you want, but I think we've seen that it's something that is quite hard to enforce. I remember last year there was something about how many fines there had been for dog litter in Dublin City Council, and I can't remember the number. But it's something that is hard to enforce because, you know, it's hard to track down a dog's poo. I think over in Germany they have some sort of DNA test or something, but we're not there yet. But It is. It's one of my most hated things in the world.
Yeah, it is.
But,
terrible.
We wouldn't ask people when they're doing a cleanup to be picking up dog poos. Like, there's a hazard. That's kind of hazardous material. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a whole new different level of waste, really.
Yeah, there was recently a big beach clean up done recently, and the amount of plastic bottles and different things, you know, that were found was. I can't understand people sometimes.
I know, and the thing, and like I was doing a cleanup on Wicklow Mountains recently, and 90% of the stuff that was dumped is stuff that you could recycle for free, or you could bring to waste electronic place for free. So people are bringing fridges up to the Dublin Mountains in a van, and you know, under the cover of darkness, probably, and tipping it into a ditch when they could just bring it to their local electronics dealer and give it away for free. So there's a lack of awareness, I suppose, lack of education, and they're all kind of goals of a spring clean, is to make people aware of all those sort of kind of key points.
Yeah, and you mentioned education there. Is there anybody going in from Antoshka going into schools and talking about the environment? And
yeah, well, absolutely. Like I said, we run the Green Schools program, so we have officers all over the country who are constant communications with schools and in schools and doing workshops in schools. And I myself do. We run climate change workshops, which is funded by the SEAI, and I do them as well. And yeah, so we have a big outreach program with schools. Like, it's kind of a lot of our core work is with schools and education. And like the section of Antoshka I work for is called the Environmental Education Unit, so that's kind of our main kind of focus, to be honest.
Yeah, and we'll just stress here that the majority of people are very good at cleaning up after themselves. And
absolutely. Like, and definitely, you know, we also sponsor, not sorry, sponsor, we also coordinate the IBAL Litter League, which is the Irish Business Against Litter League, and we do the surveying for it. And so we have data over the last 20 years of litter levels in the country, and they have been steadily improving, like, at an early point when Ireland was kind of, you know, when I remember Bord Fáilte had a survey with foreign visitors, and the number one gripe of the country was that there was a litter around. I think that's receded into the past. I don't think we're seen as a littered country per se anymore. And the towns and cities are definitely improving. The local authorities are much more on top. And now there's always going to be black spots, and, you know, that are hard to tackle. But it is, like, the graph is definitely moving in the right direction in the long term as regards litter in this country.
Okay, when is this happening?
It's the whole month of April, so you can register now, and the website is nationalspringclean.org, or you can just Google National Spring Clean, and you can register online. We'll send you out a kit, which is gloves and bags and high-vis vests, covered by insurance, as I said, and the local authority will take the bags for free. You can register now, get the kit out to you as soon as we can, and then month of April now. Some people do it in March to have their kit already registered before earlier. Some people do it in May. It's not set in stone. Like, April is the main focus, but, you know, some people prefer to do it in summer. Visit the website, and all the information you'll need is there as well.
Okay, and this is for everybody. It's for individuals. It's for residents, associations, businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody, anyone, can be individual person. It can be group of neighbours. It can be community group, residents, school, business, sport group, anyone. Absolutely, there's no bar whatsoever. Welcome, everyone's welcome.
And all the information is on nationalsprinkclean.org.
Yeah.
Okay,
it is,
and you can you could go on to that and request a free cleanup. Is there anything you'd like to add, Emlyn, before we go?
No. Just appreciate. Thanks for having me on. The big shout out is to all the volunteers who do take part every year to give up their time. It wouldn't be possible without them. And every year people are brilliant and they come out and give their time and do their little bit, I suppose, for their locale.
Well, I think every week I interview somebody and the volunteers always come up and they're fantastic. Aren't they? Brilliant.
Okay, Emlyn. For humanity.
Yeah. Okay, Emlyn, listen, it's been lovely talking to you. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks a minute. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Good luck.
That was Emlyn Cullen there, manager of National Spring Clean. And you can get involved. If you want to get involved, you go on to nationalspringsclean.org and you can request your free cleanup kit and just clean up your local area. It's a great initiative there, great campaign.